Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and we are back with another episode of The Main Show. I'm The Beach.
Queen Nadine.
And this is Brooklyn Music World Radio. And we're going to jump right into it because we're only at a half-hour show, guys. So first off, I'm going to jump into our newest segment, which is called The Artist Way. And this is where we just break down what me and Queen Nadine know and have learned about being an artist and, you know, things that could be helpful for artists out there. So I'm going to let you take it away.
All right. So my first question for you, Beach, being an artist, a recording artist, like how much money are you spending on, like, equipment, you know, even like a painter, how much are they spending on maybe studio rentals? What do you think, like, an artist has to, when they're thinking about putting together their environment, how much money are they shelling out?
I mean, I think they're shelling out lots depending, you know, a lot of people have a certain craft that can help them save some money. So, like, for instance, you know, I have our own recording equipment, so I don't have to pay anybody in the studio, but I had to learn, I had to buy that equipment, which, you know, can put me over a few hundred dollars, you know. But then, you know, you got to learn the software and everything next. So a painter, you know, who can make their own canvas or whatever, is another story from somebody who has to go out and buy everything. But the answer is lots, I think.
Right. And would you say that one of the maybe stressors of artists is the fact that they have to think about money? You know, there's that creative side of them, but then there's the money part, right?
Yeah, definitely. I think artists typically are hindered by that idea of money because it takes money for them to even go out and start their thing, you know, a lot of the times. And we have to make money back. So that can hinder our process and, you know, our open creative process because we got to cater to what we think is going to get us that coin.
All right. So basically what we know is that money and prosperity is an issue for artists and it can be very expensive to go out, get equipment, right? Mm-hmm. So what I'm bringing it to the table for the Artist Way segment today is actually just shelling out maybe $10,
mm-hmm.
and you go ahead and you work with the earth elements. Now, the earth elements are various different divinations, but you can start with crystals.
Mm-hmm.
Now, an artist might be wondering, why is it that I want a crystal? Like, I'm trying to do, you know, a recording process. I'm trying to, you know, spend money. Well, working with a crystal is helping you to work with your own energy. And this is a part of that spiritual development as an artist that can help get you to those opportunities where you're creating great ideas in which you can go ahead and ground yourself and actually make some money. Mm. So what we're doing is working with yourself, you know, and having a smaller budget, working with more natural ingredients in your studio, in your environment, and on your body, and in your creative process, and finding that, you know, you can actually attract money in ways that are a lot more natural to you in that sense. So what we're talking about today is crystals for artists. And why is it that an artist would need crystals? Because energetically, you are dealing with issues with money. Energetically, you're dealing with issues with creativity. And if you're able to unlock and unleash that energy, then you actually unblock a lot of obstacles that you might just be creating yourself based off of your own vibrational frequency. So working with your own spiritual tools is part of the craft, and I know that many artists share, you know, different kinds of beliefs. But working with the crystals is something that works amongst all spiritual beliefs. working with crystals, they're part of the earth, and they contain energy that can help you in your artist process. So we're actually offering crystals on our website, and we'll be offering them as a single purchase, as a group purchase, as a bundle. And I'm going to go through some of the crystals and why they would be really helpful for you on your way. All right, so let's look at the Moss Agate. Moss Agate is a dark green crystal. And this is really great because it works with the heart chakra. It's a crystal of manifestation. Metaphysically, agate is a lower density. It vibrates lower frequency than other stones. So this is really about helping you to stabilize yourself, strengthen your energy. And agate is excellent for balancing your emotions, for physical and intellectual energy, and combining your masculine and your feminine energy. So agate is a slow vibrational process. So why would you want to use an agate? Well, maybe you want to increase the energy in your creative process. Like you have a lot of great ideas, but you don't really know how you want to make that song work. You don't really know, you know, how you want things to go yet. It's an idea, but it's not manifested yet. Well, this energy is great to keep on your person in your creative environment. Creating a crystal grid with a Moss Agate would help you during the creative process. So you might want to put a Moss Agate in front of you or in your studio, or a crystal grid in your studio when you know you're going to work that day on your ideas and manifest them, because this is really going to slow it down. It's going to help you let go of the anxiety, and it's also going to help you be able to channel your ideas in a more steady way. That's really the energy of the Moss Agate. The more that you use the crystal grids, it actually helps to increase the energy in the environment.
Now, I like to go out to do open mics when I'm performing, you know, and a lot of times, you know, I can get nervous or whatever. A lot of people feel this way about getting the right proper energy so when they go on stage, they can really rock the crowd. So tell me, you got something for that?
Absolutely. So a crystal that you would want to carry when you're going out amongst a lot of people, like an open mic night, you got a lot of nervous energy in there. You got people who might, you know, have that evil eye, got jealous looks, right? And that energy can really affect you, especially if you're a Pisces, you know, water sign. Like if you're an impressionable energy, then you might want to carry a black tourmaline crystal. Tourmaline crystal is going to support your energy. It's going to help you block off any negative energy around you. It actually grounds you all the way from the root chakra, and it has a sense of power and self-confidence. So you're actually able to see clearer, think clearer. You're not as much taking in the energy of the environment around you. So this is more like a being able to manifest yourself in the present moment, and especially when you're around certain energies, it might be difficult for you to do that. This is really going to help you work in difficult circumstances overall in general. So this could also be, let's say, if you're working in a strange environment, you know, one that's not your normal studio, the black tourmaline will be great to wear. So it's really great against people who complain, you know, people who are like emotionally parasitic onto you. This energy, this crystal right here is going to help with that energy. So the best way to activate a black tourmaline, let's say if you're about to go into an open mic night setting, is to rub it between your hands and just to help warm it up in your hands. And if you're going to use it, let's say, and you work around a lot of electronics or you're in a stranger's environment where there's a lot of electronics, this also will help you with radiation, you know, with all of that artificial light that's coming through all of your electronic equipment. So that's the black tourmaline. All right, so now we're going to go over to a rose quartz. And I don't know, I know a lot of artists, most of them are actually maybe making a lot of art based off of the love that didn't work out. Now, the rose quartz is actually really helping you to open up your heart space. This is a daily meditation kind of crystal. And let's say if you really want to pour your heart out in a way that is very compassionate and loving, this is going to be the energy that you might want to carry around you. The rose quartz naturally works with a lot of creativity, but this is something that is more about a committed energy. So you got to work with the rose quartz on a regular basis. This would be something great to just walk around with, carry it in your pocket, get used to it. This is going to help you whenever you interact with people. You know, you can really use this in order to help you really just vibrate a lot of love and openness. This is really good if you're working with new relationships. So let's say you got a new collaboration going on. Put a rose quartz in your pocket, you know, and it will allow you to just be able to launch that energy with a lot more ease through its vibration. The next crystal that is great for artists is selenite. Selenite is excellent because, let's say if you're really in the conscious movement, you're all about your metaphysical studies, you know, you're trying to access information that is not in the books. This selenite crystal is going to bring you to levels that open up the seventh chakra. Now, if you have no other crystal, the selenite is the one to start with because this is just spiritually sound altogether, helping you to balance all of your chakras. And when an artist is fully turning and their chakras are turning and the energy is moving in and out, not only are you able to create, but you're also able to manifest. You're able to create beyond just the product. You're able to see how you can, you know, see beyond where it is that you want to take your artistry. This is going to put you back in the rhythm of the divine universe. It really helps awaken your telepathic and psychic abilities, and you can actually also use selenite in your house. So this also is great for the environment. It's actually recommended to place in different corners of your house, so you can take a few pieces. We offer them for single or in a bundle on our website, but you could take one piece and just put it in the area where you're most acquainting, or you can put it all over your house in the corners, and this is just going to help all of the negative energy really just flow out, creating more peace, more balance amongst your entire being and environment. So if there's any crystal that you want to start with, selenite might be that one. Now, lastly, if you're an artist, you got your product, you got your music, you know, you got your material, you got your marketing materials ready to go, the crystal that is going to take you to that next level of prosperity, help you to attract money and great opportunities is the citrine crystal. Now, all of these crystals, what they do is just heighten the frequency. So the citrine works the best when you are already spiritually sound, you know, in a naturally flowing already work flow, so that citrine will just expand it on different levels. It works with the solar plexus, helping you to vibrate like the sun does. So this is great for when you're in environments where you're ready to just expand your energy, right? So when you're maybe having a really strong performance where you're like maybe 30 minutes, you got a set, you know what I'm saying, or you got a full-blown performance, maybe you can either wear a citrine necklace, you could put it in your pocket, you could put it somewhere on the stage. Citrine is just going to help you shine like the sun. It works with your digestion. It works with your overall health. But as an artist, this is really great for prosperity. This is really great for putting you in good opportunities, specifically about money. And it's also just going to really help you to have that radiance. And if you work in rituals, which we'll talk about also in another segment with the Artist Way, let's say you have a little secret thing that you do before you go on stage. If you don't, I'd recommend you do. You know, use a citrine in that, or use any of your crystals in that, your favorite one, to really help you come into your own rhythm. That way you really have a more manifesting energy. You're more able to penetrate your audience. You're more able to penetrate the energy around you. And these crystals are not expensive. So if you really want to start somewhere, I actually recommend to start with crystals. Did you have anything to say?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that a little forewarning or whatever, this is not for the closed-minded. You know, these are rituals. These stones are for open-minded people, people who are really looking for change, because typically, you know, we're talking about money and fortune, and people that really get it understand that fortune doesn't even always equal money, you know, and vice versa. You know, we have to open our minds, because what's working was working or was trying to work, excuse me, is not working. You know what I'm saying? So I just wanted to say that. But definitely, definitely great segment there. And we are going to get into our song of the night, and we'll be back with the top 10.
Yo, Brooklyn Music World. Yo, let me tell you about that girl. Sorry, send me turning up.
Yeah,
yo,
beer.
Hear that one, yo.
Hey. She wet up when me get her in the mood. Me whisper something sweet in her she ears and then me take her in me room. She said, dread up, you think feel like a broom. Me know say me have to get a piece of that. Yeah. She pulled me close and said she love all of me tunes. And she never know she would have really fall in love with me so soon. Uh-huh. Take a puff, now we sitting on the moon. She asked when we are smoke a sour diesel that. Yeah.
Yeah, she brought the sour and Chipotle. She told me bring the Henny and the OJ. We gon' full play, roll around the ground and slide across the full plate. She in good hands like all state four plates. And now we got tour dates, gotta touch both states. She bring a GTR to a Porsche race. I swear, she's so great. Yo, Dre, bring rides to the old place. Says opening up a cold case. Man, that's how I left a whole trace. I told Shorty clean the whole state and meet me in back of the old chase. Almost slip with Dre, then I hit the road. Sour diesel smoke just seeping through my nose. I gotta get a piece of that. Heading to the top, I gotta go and reach for that. Never talk bullshit, I only speak the facts. Only shorty air, then I let her ride shotgun. Looking for the sour man, I'm just trying to talk.
Me whisper something sweet in her she ears and then me take her in me room. She said, dread up, you think feel like a broom. Me know say me have to get a piece of that. Yeah, she pulled me close and said she love all of me tunes. And she never know she would have really fallen in love with me so soon. Take a puff, now we sitting on the moon. She asked what we are smoke a sour diesel that. Hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, hey ya. Me say she asked what we are smoke a sour diesel that. Hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, hey ya. That's how me know say me have to get a piece of that. Hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, hey ya. Me know say me have to get a piece of that. Yo,
stop play around with the thing, you know, man.
Yeah.
To take a break from the matrix, we sun gaze, and instantly I'm levitating. Amazing how we can raise our vibrations, keeping time waiting. And I'm saying, like, I really wanna have a little piece of that, yeah. And back at the temple, it's keeping it simple. Ripple effect is kissing, then it's rubbing on nipples, getting excited, invited. Her body hypnotizing, then she tell me, roll up the side with these. I'm like, yeah. I dial it back and go for my attack. Roller spliffing like a second, take a pull, we leaning back. Relax, she tell me, leaning close and she smell me. Put my hands on her belly, told me I was a Ellie or E-L, I should say, then I faded away. We went to a place that's harder to illustrate. I faded away.
Yeah. She wet up when me get her in the mood. Me whisper something sweet in her she ears and then me take her in me room. She said, dread up, you think feel like a broom. Me know say me have to get a piece of that. Yeah. She pulled me close and said she love all of me tunes. And she never know she would have really fall in love with me so soon. Take a puff, now we sitting on the moon. She asked what we are smoke a sour diesel that. Hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, hey ya. Me say she asked what we are smoke a sour diesel.
Yeah, 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 and we are back, and it is time for
the Bee Gees Top 10, and this is Top 10 Reasons Why Trump is President.
Okay, I'm going to skim through this real fast for you guys. I hope you can catch up. Top 10 Reasons Why Trump is President. Number 10, Trump represents a change in the system. So it's basically about breaking the old traditions, you know. For the people that went out and voted for Trump, you know, they're sick of the same old political jargon, the same old thing, you know. They tried to say that Trump not having any military experience or any political experience was the downfall, but in this actuality, it might have been one of the reasons why people rock with him. You know, they're tired of the same old, same old. They look for somebody that was completely left field, and congratulations, this is what we got. Number 9 reason why Trump is president, the whole campaign was wild crazy. Hillary versus the Trump campaign, all right? So Trump, he paid a lot with his own money. And so for the most part, at least, because I know he did get some contributions from his friends, but he paid for his campaign with his own bread. So I think that really kind of went more to the truther community, the people that said, okay, because they understand that these politicians be getting paid off by their lobbyists and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? And that's who they got to that's who they got to subjugate themselves to once they get into office. But Trump did his own thing, so, you know, you feel he's apart from that. You know, also, Hillary, just a couple of things, Hillary failed miserably, in my belief, at using celebrities for marketing. You know, Hillary went for the simple-minded, you know, for the basis of people. She was a woman, and she had really cool friends, you know. But the fact of the matter is, not so much, you know. And also, she had the when they go low, we go high routine, you know. And typically, that wasn't necessarily true throughout the campaign because basically, especially during the debates, she got even more ruthless than Trump in a lot of those debates and whatnot. So really, you know, we go low, they go low, we go high, not so much. Number eight, liberals, we tend to be, because I consider myself to be one, but liberals can tend to be narcissistic. All right, I know a lot of people are not going to like this one, but the fact of the matter is that we don't, they care so much about themselves that they lose, you know, the interest in talking to any other group, to any other kind of way of thinking or living, you know?
They care so much about what they think that they become the very thing they hate. So if they start to become more rigid of their beliefs and one-sided about their ways, my input.
Exactly, exactly, exactly. You know what I'm saying? We kind of lured ourselves to sleep because what it was is the Trump supporters were in secret, and because liberals were so narcissistic that they made it seem like if you was a Trump supporter at all for any reason, then you were evil, you're going to go to hell and be blackballed and blacklisted and all of that stuff. So they kept quiet, you know what I'm saying? And that's because of judgments from narcissistic liberals. So number seven, we give it to the top 10 reasons why Trump is president is the last hurrah for male chauvinism. Yeah, so this basically shows us, people, that we still have an inequality in how we view men and women in this country. It's just point blank, period. You know what I'm saying? To the point where, you know, for the people that do know that the divine feminine is in order to take place now, we are coming into a new age in which women are going to be running shit for real. But I say this is the last hurrah because they're not going to give up without a fight, people. And we got a lot of asleep people that still don't understand that. And so basically people went out and said, look, we're going to go for the dude, you know, straight up and down. Now, if he was a black dude, you know, we already seen how that did. You know, they thought that was going to happen. And boom, we had Obama. But anyway, number six reason why Trump is president. Reality TV is actually more interesting than reality. You know, fact of the matter is that, you know, we're into the crazy stuff in the world, you know. Reality TV is wild, it's crazy, and one-on-one, we often, you know, we like to be entertained by this stuff. You know, I like to think of the WWE, and I was saying this with Trump since jump, because they have good ties. Him and Vince are friends. He's been on the show and fought with Stone Cold and all kinds of shit. So I look at how WWE is run, and real quick, you know, they have what you call a heel and face. It's not good guy or a bad guy. So in other words, the heel character, he just acts like he's an asshole, and sometimes that is the favorite character. You know what I'm saying? He's the one that's bringing in all the big bucks. So, you know, while you think that you hate this guy, you actually love him, and that's the fact. So number five, finally. Media portrayed or supported a Hillary win. Whew, this one is a big shebang-a-bang because the fact of the matter is like up until the day before fucking election day, they was projecting Hillary winning by landslide and all this crap. You know what I'm saying? So the fact of the matter is the whole, throughout the whole campaign, you know, we can't, you know, whether we like them or not, we can't be fronting. The fact of the matter is that we clearly saw that the media was in favor for Hillary. You know what I'm saying? So the fact of the matter is they gave you a false sense of security. So a lot of people thought, yeah, you know, I don't really take it that serious. And all those people are going to go out and vote for Hillary because she's up in the polls. So I'll just stay my black ass home or my white ass home, you know. And boom, Trump is president. Bung shot. Number four reason why Trump is president is because, you know, white women, sorry, they didn't rock with Hillary. This one was probably one of the craziest stats once I came back and heard, you know, Trump was winning and all that stuff, is that white women are the ones that went out and voted for Trump. Now, why is that? I say it's this. They went race over gender. What I mean by that is Trump's whole campaign was basically based, you know, underlying and obvious and overtly at times based upon race hate, you know, superiority. You know, this is our country, and, you know, we're going to kick out the Muslims and all of that stuff. You know what I'm saying? And while Hillary was a woman, and you would think, yes, white women are going to go out and vote for that first white woman to be in the office, you know what I'm saying? She was doing joints with Jay-Z and Beyonce. You know what I'm saying? And
what do you think about when Hillary did that interview with Mary J. Blige? Like, that was, like, targeting the black community. That's kind of, like, race, too, right?
Yeah, it is. But you know what? She went on the other way. She went on the, you know, let's pretend like we don't typically hate each other so we can put on face. You know what I'm saying? That's what that whole Mary J. Blige joint, and that shit was ridiculous on both accounts. I can imagine everybody was looking at it, laughing like this shit is forced like a motherfucker, and it's corny. You know what I'm saying? So that's a big thing. White women, they said, fuck that. Hillary Clinton is out there talking to Black Lives Matter and all that stuff. She is not talking about kicking out Muslims and shit. Fuck that. We got to get Trump ass in this country. So boom. Number three. The country has been inherently racist. You know, I don't have to talk too much about it. I only got a couple more minutes because this could be a whole goddamn segment. But the fact of the matter is people we know have always been, maybe some of us have been lulled to sleep because Obama was in there for 8 years and we thought that that was something. But the fact of the matter is that this country was built on racism, built on slavery, and it's always been that way, and that's the way it is. So, of course, you know, we tend towards to go that, especially after we had 8 years of a black president. You crazy? You ain't think this is going to come back? Two, a lot of people didn't vote. And this is, you know, could be number one. But the fact of the matter is a lot of people didn't vote, you know. I guess that whole lesser of two evil shit just didn't really pan out for those that really understood what was going on. And there's just so many analogies that we've heard about, you know, which one you're going to get. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Red Silver J on YouTube. I like his the best. It's like doodle pizza. You know what I'm saying? You walk into a pizza store and they say, okay, well, we got doodle pizza. We can put blue sprinkles on it or we can put red sprinkles on it. You know, which one are you going to eat? Me, I choose not to eat any kind of doodle pizza. But, yeah, a lot of people felt that way. So something like 46.9% of people didn't vote. You know, so maybe that's people saying, you know, the system's a little fucked up and, you know, we don't want any part of it. So number one, as we count down, number one reason why Trump isn't president is because we all have a divine search for truth, people. Even though Trump can be as bullshit comes, Hillary Clinton was just a little bit more bullshit. When it came down to all of the scandal and everything with the emails and all that, they tried to sweep it under the rug. You know, there's tape of her out there straight up lying for 13 minutes. You know, people that got it said, we can't rock with it. Trump may be an asshole, but at least he's telling us the truth. So saying that, people, that is my top 10 reasons why Trump is our new president-elect. And we have to hurry up and wrap it up. So this is The Beach.
Brina Dean.
And we will catch you next episode of The Main Show. This is Brooklyn Music World Radio.
Brooklyn Music World Radio.